This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we're not going to love me now. You're not going to love me now. Sorry, you're not going to love me, especially if you vape. We got some more bad news about vaping, man. And I'm not a fan. I am not a fan. And I've never vaped. I want to. I want to try some of the delicious flavors that everybody's talking about. Don't ask. I just want to know what the hype is. You know, but not that I would ever do that with ecstasy or cocaine or whatever. I kind of like my whole drug-free history. But, I don't know. I want to see why this is such a trend. I before it all goes away. But maybe not, especially after this news. Apparently, the FDA has received 35 reports of seizures among e-cig users, mainly in teens and young adults. Now, this is since 2010. Not a hell of a lot, but definitely scary. According to FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb, he said in a statement, "We have reports indicating that some people who use e-cigs, especially youth and young adults, are experiencing seizures following their use." Since 2010, the FDA has received 35 reports among teenagers. They don't know if vaping is solely responsible. Some of the seizures occurred in those who were vaping for the very first time. Others were used while other drugs were being used at the time. Or maybe they had an underlying medical condition. So this is what the FDA has to figure out. According to the FDA, they say, "We can't yet say for certain that e-cigs are causing these seizures. They're sharing this information with the public because as a public health agency, it's our job to communicate events about potential potential safety concerns associated with the products we regulate that are under scientific investigation by the agency." Okay, whoa, 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 wait, whoa, 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 wait, wait. Okay, wait a second, wait a second. The FDA says that we're sharing this information with the public because as a public health agency, it's our job to communicate about the potential safety concerns. Okay, but didn't they say they've been getting these reports since 2010? 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 9 years later, they're sharing this with the public? If they got a report in 2010, and then they got another report in 2010, and maybe another couple in 2011, don't be trying to tout your transparency and your diligence in educating the population when it's 2019 when this comes out. You see, you can't play it both ways. I'm sorry. I don't want to be one of those journalists that just like to bag on everybody. But as a doctor, you tell us day one. Now, I mean, mind you, I'm a little traumatized because of what happened with Viagra. Thank God I never killed anybody with Viagra, but people were dropping dead when Viagra first came out because they had been taking nitrates, medications that would dilate the blood vessels, and you weren't supposed to mix the two. And then everybody had to be educated and schooled, going, no, don't give it to them if they have nitrates, no. And they told us fast, and they got on that sucker within days, hours. Don't you think we'd like to know, especially as parents, that some of this could cause seizures? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, it's only 35 reports. Okay, the FDA is getting these reports. These are people actively telling the FDA, or somebody reported it. How many kids have had seizures who have not admitted that to the parents? Are those going to get reported? No. So, anyway, they say most vaping products contain varying levels of nicotine. Some e-cigs, such as Juul, are designed to deliver nicotine very quickly so that users, especially teens, may be getting more of the addictive drug than they realize. Now, nicotine poisoning can cause seizures, convulsions, vomiting, and brain injury. In the past, the FDA has received reports of potentially fatal nicotine poisoning in infants and children who swallowed liquids containing nicotine. These nicotine pods could kill your kids. Do you guys get that? And if you vape, they have easy access to that. Well, Dr. Wax, it's safer than smoking. Who gives a crap? They're still bad. Technically, if you really want to argue with me, doing a shot of tequila, right, may technically be safer than your kid smoking a pack of cigarettes. Doesn't mean you do it. It could still hurt the liver. It could still hurt brain cells. It could still put them at risk for cancer. But tequila, in the literature, doesn't seem to have as many cancer links as a pack of cigarettes. That doesn't mean you give your kid tequila. You say no all around. It's a no. And for those of you trying to get off smoking, God bless you. I realize it's rough. But you vape temporarily to get you off the smokes. Don't be now vaping as your main, you know, drag. Don't be doing that. So the FDA is trying to limit the sales of flavored e-cigarettes. They're like, oh, yay, good for the FDA. The FDA is doing something. Yeah, they are, and that is something. But, you know, we got people who really like the buzz. They really like the kick. People like to be addicted. The addiction centers of the brain are there for a reason. And unless we could get our kids addicted to school or addicted to studying, you know, I remember my parents thought that I was weird because I loved homework and I loved school. And they're like, what the hell is wrong with you? Well, maybe that's what made my reward centers tick. Can't get to medical school hating school. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Are you a stock or options trader looking for real trading strategies that you can use immediately? Hi, my name is Scott Bauer, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy, and I'm on a mission to become the number one options coach in America. I'm a former vice president at Goldman Sachs. I have over 25 years of options trading experience, and right now, I'm giving away my most famous options guide with over 20 unique options strategies that I use every day. for free. You can't buy this guide anywhere. To claim your free options trading guide, simply call 855-844-9702 now and mention my name, Scott Bauer, and we will rush you the guide. Call 855-844-9702 and someone from my options team will help you get this guide in your inbox as quickly as possible. Call 855-844-9702 now and start learning to trade the right way. Simply call 855-844-9702. Prosper with options.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. Big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So, boy, people's panties are all up in a bunch when it comes to the ACA. And earlier this week, the Justice Department has agreed with a controversial ruling last December by Judge Reed O'Connor of the Federal District Court for the Northern District of Texas that in Texas versus the United States, the ACA should be struck down entirely. Now, O'Connor's decision, which does not absolve employers from complying with the ACA, said that because Congress eliminated, as of January 1, 2019, the individual mandate tax penalty on people lacking ACA-compliant health coverage, now, the ACA can no longer be sustained as an exercise of Congress's tax power. So to recap, for those of you that have kind of been new to the show, the Supreme Court a few years back took on the constitutionality of the Affordable Care Act. And originally, the news outlets, everything, all the headlines were ACA is unconstitutional. And so I was there at the news station. And we're like, wow, okay, let's start moving. Let's start talking about that. But we all had to turn back around to the AP News and the you know meters and the TVs. They said, but Chief Justice John Roberts, with his proofreading and red letter and redlining ability, said, it's constitutional if this is a tax. You can't just mandate. But if you guys go and call this a tax, you're in the clear. Well, thank you, Chief Justice Roberts. So, all right, it's a tax. And how many liberals like to do things, it's penalize. Rather than incentivize, hey, look, we're going to give you a tax break if you do this. It's a mandate. It's a penalty. Well, Trump had immediately, when he got into power, said, we're not doing this mandate thing. It's killing jobs. If you tell an employer that they have to hire somebody full-time, and they have to pay for their health insurance, and if they don't, they're going to have to pay on top of that, employers are going to be like, well, you know what? We only got part-time work. Or, you know what? We really can downsize. It's a recession. Do we really need 200 employees? So Trump decides to go, look, you know what? We are going to then not impose the mandate. We're going to scratch that part of the law. And that goes in to this year, 2019. So even though technically you could be fined for last year, even though we don't know how much robust the IRS is going to be in terms of going after you for that, for this now, this next tax season, if you don't have health insurance, you're not going to be fined. That mandate's gone. Well, then, that just left it wide open to, then, the ACA was unconstitutional because of the tax. Now that the tax is gone, can the whole law now be thrown out? Well, if the law was unconstitutional because of the tax, and the tax no longer exists, it may still be constitutional enough, so I don't know. But the Trump administration is like, okay, that's great. Let's do it. Now, this suit that happened last year against the ACA was filed by a group of Republican state attorney generals and others opposed to the statute. So the appeal is led by Democratic state attorneys. O'Connor, who is Judge Reed O'Connor, allowed the law to stand while his judgment under appeal to the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in New Orleans. Now, they are expected to issue its decision later this year. Now, as you know, Democrats have a majority of the seats in the House. They are expected to file a brief with the 5th Circuit in support of the constitutionality of the ACA. Whichever way the circuit court rules, the losing side is then going to file an appeal to the Supreme Court. So it's going to go back to the Supreme Court. But it may not hit the Supreme Court, they say, to the year 2021. This is according to shrm.org. And there's an election in 2020. So who's going to be the party in control? Then all eyes turn on Ruth Bader Ginsburg and how her health is. And this is crazy. Yeah, I saw a meme, you know, a few days ago for April Fool's Day. And it had said, there's no reason to do an April Fool's Day joke because all you have to do is, like, watch the news and you're just blown away by the stuff that's happening. I mean, this is really, some people just live for it. Me, I shut off the TV. I don't think I've watched Fox News, CNN, or MSNBC now in 3 months. I just don't want to hear the back and forth. I just want some news. And this ACA thing is exhausting. And the reason why it's so exhausting is because I'm paying a crap load for my health insurance. And when I go to the doctor, lab or whatever, I'm still paying. All I'm doing is paying. What the hell am I paying for the health insurance for? Well, you haven't met your deductible. I'm not going to meet my deductible, God willing, as long as I don't get injured. There's no way, but my deductible is thousands of dollars. This ACA is really a thorn in my side. Now, mind you, for those of you benefiting from Medicaid expansion, that's great, but then we could just expand Medicaid. It doesn't have to be a part of this 2,300-page bill. mandating that insurance companies allow pre-existing conditions is a one-item law, a one-item line. No more, you know, telling people that you won't cover them because they have pre-existing conditions. That's done. So, you know, this could be handled a little easier. The problem is anybody who tries to dismantle Obamacare is going to cut the red wire. That's how it was designed. Obama knew exactly what he was doing. Sebelius, Pelosi, do this big, huge bandura of a big bundle of laws, throw it in there, and then everything will crumble if they touch it. So the GOP strategy, I thought, was when they couldn't repeal and replace, they were like, you know what, let's just let it die on its own. It will eventually just die. The problem is as more Democrats come into power, the more money will be infused into keeping it alive. If that's what you want, then great. That's why you're voting them in. If that's what you don't want, then something has to be done. And once you have a law, it's really hard to overturn. You know, you have a lot of people thinking there's support to overturn Roe v. Wade. It's not going to be overturned. You have too much in place for abortions. You have too much, you know. But what the Supreme Court can do is say, you know what? If a taxpayer does not want their tax dollars going to abortion, they don't have to. Now, that makes it kind of tricky. Something like that will never fly because somebody will say, well, you know what? I'm against public transportation on the Sabbath. It's God's day of rest. I don't want my money going to that. So that opens up a whole can of worms. But I think anything that is morally objectionable to some, we shouldn't be forced to pay for. I think that's all right. You know, and private companies could, you know, support Planned Parenthood. It doesn't have to be government run. There should be clinics, STD clinics, clinics that offer medical care. I think some state-run and government-run clinics should be available. They just don't have to offer abortion. I don't understand why that's such a difficult thing, but it is. Once you have laws and once you have things in place, it's really hard to go back. So people want to know, all right, so what's going on, all right? Well, are all these people going to die if the ACA gets overturned? No. Are all these people going to lose Medicaid? No, because the Republicans are going to make sure the Medicaid expansion still holds. The Republicans are going to make sure the pre-existing, they have an election too. Right, everybody's panicking, right? Look, the Republicans aren't stupid. So, but should we have more tax credits? Should we have more incentives? Should we maybe revamp the system where we have better catastrophic coverage? You know, this idea of Medicare for all. Maybe Medicare for all should be available for catastrophic coverage, but people pay their doctor like they used to in the olden days. $25 a visit, or bring them cookies or a chicken. Do I really need to pay my insurance company thousands of dollars a year to ask my doctor to only charge me $50? Why can't I just pay my doctor $50? And then the government could subsidize these big companies for catastrophic. I think it's so stupid that the government is paying under the ACA. They just basically lined the insurance company's pockets by saying, oh yeah, we'll give you the extra few hundred a month for patients, for regular insurance. And then they jacked up the rates, and then they got more subsidies. I find that really revolting. 1-877-DOT-DELLY.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Republican Congressman from Ohio Jim Jordan has a big question at a House Judiciary Committee hearing.
I would just ask the fundamental question, why are we here? Seems to me we're here because the Mueller report wasn't what the Democrats thought it was going to be. In fact, it was just the opposite.
Congressman Jordan speaking. Now, the committee did authorize Chairman Jerry Nadler to issue a subpoena for Special Counsel Robert Mueller's full report and any underlying evidence that Mueller collected. President Trump is continuing to threaten to shut down the U.S.-Mexico border in the wake of an incoming migrant caravan. Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert of Texas calls on the Democrats to do something about the border.
One after another caravan of people invading, it's the Democrats that have got to do something. They've got to let us help the president protect our border.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines, and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount, and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So more than 1,200 children in Seattle have been exposed to HIV and hepatitis. This made headlines. This happened at 12 school-based dental clinics. Neighbor Care Health, the provider that operates clinics, wrote in a letter to parents that some dental hand pieces were disinfected, but not fully heat sterilized. This may have led to bacteria and bodily fluids from patients getting caked into the crevices of instruments. Now, this has been reported by King 5. Students in Seattle were potentially exposed prior to March 4th, while kids in nearby Vashon Island may have been exposed between September 2017 and 2018. According to a statement from NeighborCare, the handpieces, which hold instruments, were cleaned by Cavicide. Cavicide is a surface disinfectant. Now, the product label claims that within 2 minutes, it could kill microorganisms linked to HIV and hepatitis B and C. However, staff did not put the handpieces in an autoclave. Now, the autoclave is a chamber that cleans the equipment by exposing it to a pressurized steam. This is required under the neighbor care policy and most medical offices. We use autoclave, and we disinfected and use autoclave. So they said the staff didn't use the autoclave. The agency said that the issue was discovered on March 4th, and it has since retrained its school-based dental staff on proper hygiene practices. It's also offering free testing for all 1,250 patients that may have been affected. We're talking a lot of schools. As you know, hepatitis B and hepatitis C are liver diseases that are caused by the hepatitis B and C virus. They're spread by bodily fluids, exposure to contaminated blood and needles. Hepatitis C could be on an inanimate object for weeks, and you could still contract it. HIV dies off pretty quickly. I think they say it's under 4 minutes that HIV could stay alive on an inanimate object. The King County Department of Health says the infection risk is low. No reports yet of infected patients. So, I what goes on with this? Okay, so, when you run an office, okay, like me, I had my office. Patient care and patient safety is paramount. And as an owner, I couldn't just trust the office manager. Office manager would get busy, would get distracted, become friends. And so, if I'm the owner, I better make sure that everything is top notch. That's why I started giving vaccines all by myself. I didn't have staff do it. And I trust staff. I trust good staff. But it just, I saw the headaches that were going on in other offices, and I'm like, I'm going to take control. In fact, they're saying here, this is interesting, in 2013, in NeighborCare, a mother of three, Yersenia Pacheco, sued the clinic because the staff gave her a flu shot instead of her birth control injection. And then she ended up having an unwanted pregnancy. And her youngest daughter, Sandra, was born with a brain malformation that causes neurological problems such as mild seizures. The case is still being argued. Again, she wasn't expecting to get pregnant. Maybe she was also on medication that could have caused a neurological disorder. So, I didn't want anything like that happening on my watch with any of my patients, so I oversaw everything. And I wouldn't allow stuff to be done if I was out of town. Or we would just be closed. I just didn't want to take the risk. And so, if your staff does anything half-assed, it's not on the staff, it's on you, and it should be. If my staff doesn't follow procedure, and there's a procedure clearly outlined, that you disinfect the stuff for 24 to 48 hours, then you dry them, and then you put them in the autoclave. If my staff doesn't do that, it is on me to fire them. If I don't fire them, and I allow them to continue working, and they expose my patients, again, on me. This is why it's really hard for doctors to be friends with their staff. When I first opened practice, I'm like, man, we're going to hang, we're going to go for happy hour. And we did. We all got along. We're all friends. Uh-uh. Okay, patients come first, and if somebody's half-assed, they cannot be working in your medical clinic. Get them out. So, and it's cutthroat. I hate that about business. But, again, you got to protect them. Just like you got to be there for your kids, you got to be there for your patients. And so if somebody forgets, or is half-assed, or is lazy, or wants to cut out early, or is stupid, you're in trouble. You're responsible. And so what medical offices will sometimes do, which they should do, is let's say they find out that one of their staff is stupid, does something dumb. Like we had one staff person that would unplug, I don't know why they would unplug the refrigerator before they left at night. I don't know what they were thinking, because then all the vaccines, I don't want to say died, But all the vaccines weren't kept cool. We had to throw them all out. That's why we stopped carrying vaccines. Holding vaccines were so expensive. And to lose thousands of dollars of vaccines because somebody decides to unplug the refrigerator when they leave. And she wasn't trying to do it to hurt anybody. She just thought that the refrigerator had to be unplugged. She didn't last long. You know, again, you don't, I, this is a medical office. Sorry. Can't be unplugging refrigerators. You don't even do that at home. And it's a shame, so vaccines got thrown out. We were done giving vaccines. It's too expensive to restock. And I just didn't want it. I was like, you know, what if I didn't catch that? What if somebody wanted to cover for her and plug it back in really quickly and get rid of anything that defrosted so I wouldn't notice? Well, I do notice every morning. I look at the fridge. I look at the freezer. Even though staff checks the temperature, I check. So you really have to be obsessive. I don't want to say it's completely OCD, but you have to be on top of that. So let's say you find out that a staff person didn't do the disinfection profile protocol exactly the way it should be. So my understanding is you contact all the patients. You contact the medical board. So the medical board knows, look, I don't think anybody was exposed. This is what I saw happen. I rectified the situation. We did another training session, or I fired the employee, but we are going to be sending letters. I would suggest to let the medical board know. This never happened to me, but tell the medical board that this is what you're going to do. That somebody had called me because they had a, this was interesting. There was a disposable piece of urological equipment, and they were disposables, but they were also autoclavable. And so many people would clean them, disinfect them, autoclave them. And the package never said disposable. So somebody got in trouble because they were disposable, even though the packaging didn't say it. The company started to repackage it properly, but a urologist in town said, the package never said disposable. We've been cleaning them and autoclaving them. I go, contact the medical board. Tell them you've been doing show them your protocol, your disinfected protocol, your autoclave protocol. Most likely it's fine. But then they're going to probably have you reach out to the patients, and they reach out to the patients. Nobody was infected because they were still cleaned. But it's out of precaution that you, out of caution that you, you know, just let everybody know, look, nobody's, now people will freak out, go, oh my gosh, I'm getting HIV, and you're not. So many times this happens because not that somebody got sick, but because they found that a staff member wasn't following the rules. And to play it safe, they're going to educate everybody and inform everybody and offer free testing. It's the right thing to do. Not always is it HIV or hepatitis C. And what stinks is if somebody got hepatitis C from something else, they could be blamed on that. But out of precaution, it's smart to do. All right, 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC. D-A-L-I. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen, and Daniel, who was working the dials. So USA Today has an interesting article. They go, there's nearly 400 reported cases of measles right now in the U.S. What are the states doing about it? And it is kind of interesting because we're hearing, you know, in New York, they're banning kids from going to school using public transportation. You hear a lot of other legal battles against the anti-vaxxers. I'm very pro-vaccine, being a fellow of the American Academy of Family Physicians. But I would, not to tick anybody off, but I would like to know the exact numbers of how many of these are vaccinated children and unvaccinated children. I would like to know the exact number. Because if some of these 400 cases were children who were vaccinated, we might need to change up our vaccine. Maybe booster it or something. And we might not want to be crucifying kids whose parents chose not to vaccinate them. I'd like to just get a little bit more data. But right now, 387 reported cases have now occurred in 15 states, which is the second largest figure in two decades. So there's a lot of urgency because we do have an epidemic. True, most measles cases does not kill, but still it can. Can cause encephalitis. It could cause some very debilitating illness. So we do need to jump on this. We do need to be aggressive. They say the health commissioner, Mark Levine of Vermont, says, I think most of the momentum is just in the states that have had problems, according to Health Commissioner Mark Levine of Vermont, which has been pending legislation that would disallow the religious exemption to vaccines. They did away with the philosophical exemption in 2016. They said there's no problem framing the problem, but not everyone buys into that they will have a problem themselves. So Washington. Washington is one of 17 states that allows personal belief or philosophical exemptions for vaccines. They do have one of the highest numbers of outbreaks. In addition to the medical one permitted by all states and the religious dispensation that's in effect in all but California, Mississippi, and West Virginia. Now, they say a severe measles outbreak was linked to a traveler from Eastern Europe that erupted in Clark County on the southern edge of the state north of Portland, Oregon, in early January. That traveler from Eastern Europe prompted Governor Jay Inslee to declare a state of emergency. There are 74 cases in Washington. 73 have been identified as stemming from Clark County, where the vaccination rate for kindergartners had dwindled from 91.4% to 76.5%. That is far below required for herd immunity. Now remember, herd immunity occurs if everybody's vaccinated, then a kid that can't get the vaccine because they're immunosuppressed or allergic to the vaccines will hopefully be fine because nobody else in the community will get the disease. It's called herd immunity. They say 60 of those 73 cases were unvaccinated. They say the immunization status of most of the rest could not be verified. So, yeah, the majority were unvaccinated, but we got some people there that were vaccinated. They say vaccinations in the county nearly quintupled for minors and multiplied exponentially for adults in the weeks after the outbreak. It is contagious and potentially fatal still. It's not Ebola, but it still is. And the outbreak has caused state and local health departments more than 1.6 million. So, they've now immunized 40,000 people with a vaccine that costs $20 a shot and requires two doses for 97% effectiveness. So two legislators from Clark County, Washington, have introduced bills to eliminate the personal belief exemption from school-age children, one applying to all vaccines, and the other one to the measles, mumps, rubella. The first one was defeated, but the second one has made it out of the chamber. So California now, them also. They, back in 2015, had that measles outbreak. It was linked to Disneyland. It sickened 160 people. But again, a lot of those people had been vaccinated. So what's going on, and I get it, is we fight the fight we can fight. So what do we have the power to do? We have the power to mandate vaccinations. But while we're going through all this trouble, while we're going through all this work to try to, you know, vaccinate everybody, is anybody stopping and going, guys, what... Why is measles making a comeback? Remember, we've had unvaccinated people before. I know they're saying now in Washington there's more people that don't vaccinate. But, I mean, this isn't anything new. We've had a lot of people that were anti-vaxxers before. Why is measles coming back? And why is it coming back in people who were vaccinated? I would really like the number. I would like somebody to say, all right, guys, about 15% of these measles, let's say, I'm just pulling that out of my retroperitoneum. If somebody goes 15%, right, of these people were vaccinated, then can somebody tell us why? Can somebody, you know, is it that maybe our vaccine isn't strong enough? Is it because there's a new measles? Look what happened with pertussis. Pertussis made a comeback, but you didn't hear the whole anti-vax movement get attacked because it happened in people who were vaccinated. And like, guys, looks like we need a booster. Well, then good. We made a pertussis booster. And we handled that. I don't know if we're doing that. We're spending all this time and energy going after the anti-vaxxers and the kids when there's a chance that some of these measles cases are also occurring in vaccinated children. So if we're looking at a nastier measles virus, can somebody please acknowledge that? Can we start addressing what the main problem is? Unvaccinated children are a problem. I'll admit that. Having people not want to vaccinate their kids does kind of mess with our robust vaccination system. And we do have a nice, robust system. We do have a nice, robust plan. But we're so busy legislating that we might not be actually addressing the real problem at hand. We may have some pretty nasty bugs. You know, same thing with the opioid crisis. We did the exact same thing. 400 people in my state died from opioid overdoses. Did anybody break down how many of them were heroin overdoses from illegal heroin? Or were they, you know, Dr. Smith's, you know, 30-tab prescription Alortab? Instead, what did legislators do? They went after the doctors writing the 30 tablets Alortab. No! Guys, let's deal with the problem head on. I get it's easier. The low-lying fruit is going after the doctors. Just like with the vaccines, the low-lying fruit is going after the anti-vaxxers. I get that. I get how you guys need to show that you're doing something. I get that. But you're ignoring what could be the real problem. Mind you. We do have to figure out how we kind of stop this half-assed vaccine, you know, plan with our kids. Because if Ebola hits, we need everybody on board. Everybody on board when it comes to Ebola. If it comes to our neck of the woods. If HIV decides to mutate airborne, we need to have everybody on board if there's an HIV vaccine. If we finally get a hepatitis C vaccine, we need to get everybody on board with that. So we do need people on board, but, you know, somebody give us some numbers, because if we have vaccinated people getting measles, we need to jump on that. 1-877-DOC-SALLY.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.